high school football and the game of the week. Football Frenzy is on the air on Jackson City Music, K105.3. Tonight's game, Ida at Columbia Central, brought to you in part by CP Financial Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Clothing Carousel, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and AC, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, Summit Orthodontics, Certain Teed, Tri-County Water, the Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Jimmy's Towing, Lloyd Gatton Retirement Communities, Flexible Staffing, The Restore, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Double Chiropractic, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, O'Harrell Construction, Penn Chiropractic Center, and ERA Reardon Realty. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy.
From scenic Brooklyn, Michigan, we're here live. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy. And Joe, we're back at Columbia Central for the Eagles of Columbia Central and the Blue Streak of Ida, small community just outside of Monroe. For those of you who don't know, they've traveled pretty well, although their record isn't really anything to write home about, Joe. This is a battle of two teams kind of competing for the middle of the pack in this Lenawee Conference.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. We see two teams here that are actually in a three-way lock, including Hudson, for the fourth-place spot here in this conference. Who's going to take the spot? Honestly, I don't know. You know, we see a few different stories here, Jason, if I could just give for a second. Not only is it 55 degrees, windy, and have some overcast clouds out here in Brooklyn, Michigan, but so both Ida and Columbia Central are 2-3, fighting for that fourth-place spot. Ida's actually coming off of a loss to undefeated Blissfield, who's now 5-0, in a very heartbreaking 42-40 final. They're averaging almost 36 points per game on offense, and they're giving up almost 35 points on defense. So it's very, very, very close. And then Ida beat Hudson 26-24, and Columbia Central actually lost to Hudson last week 6-7. Columbia Central, they're averaging about 16 points per game, but they're also giving up 18. So not as high scoring as we'd hope to see, but I'm still excited for the matchup tonight, Jason.
Yeah, as am I, and we'll kind of start things off with Ida and their quarterback. We were looking at the rosters. Their quarterback, Joe, is sophomore Nathan Miller. So despite the fact that they have a sophomore under center, they've really been able to put a decent number of points up on the board, including hanging with an undefeated Blissfield team who has really, up to this point, sort of been the class of this conference.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. We see time and, you know, week in, week out, that Blissfield has just been the unstoppable force, the Thanos, if you will. There's got to be one to take it down, but right now, Blissfield is on top. You know, the worst thing that could possibly happen for Blissfield is they lose tonight. Clinton wins or Hillsdale wins. I believe they're actually going head-to-head tonight. Mm-hmm. Yep, so they're going head-to-head tonight. So worst-case scenario for Blissfield, best-case scenario for either Clinton or Hillsdale, they tie for first place, and at that point it goes towards who has the better record against each other from the season. But, you know, regardless of all that, Jason, it's still going to be a pretty decent matchup tonight. We traveled out here for a good high school football game, and I think we're going to see it.
That we did. And, Joe, for the Eagles of Columbia Central, they're led by their quarterback, senior Ethan Emerson, who we saw a couple of weeks ago, really put on a solid performance in the run game, struggled a little bit through the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe if we had the correct tally, he had about 3 pass attempts up.
Yes.
And I don't think a single one of them were complete.
He had one completion and one interception.
Oh, one completion, one interception. I think the completion was actually for a touchdown, correct?
Yes, it was.
So it kind of begs the question, this 5'10", 180-pound, you know, senior is wanting to, you know, release that gunslinger that we saw he had. He has an arm. He has a little bit of accuracy, too. But I don't think the coaching staff here, especially Coach Josh Kubiak, is willing to risk that, especially when the run game was so heavy. We had the running back, if I remember correctly, it was McDormand, who had well over 200 yards last game. He was running a clinic around the field.
Yes.
In that very sad, upsetting loss against Hillsdale. But you know, hopefully something can, you know, get going over the air.
Yeah, and Columbia is coming off of back-to-back one-point losses. The game we covered here, they lost 22-21 to Hillsdale, and then last week, that 7-6 loss. So they're looking to prove a point here and come back and take a victory home tonight in front of this hometown crowd here on Senior Night. It is the Grimes Plumbing pregame show, and we will run down the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Northwest is at Jackson High tonight. Addison Grass Lake postponed due to the outbreak. We were going to call that game, but unfortunately there was a little bit of a COVID outbreak, so that game has been postponed. Western and Coldwater has actually been rescheduled to tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We also have Michigan Center, Napoleon, Manchester, and Hanover around the area. So that is your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We're going to take a three-minute break. Come back with a kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. The opening kickoff is away, received by Columbia Central, and Sean Thompson will take it out to the 30-yard line. That is where the Eagles will begin their opening drive behind Ethan Emerson.
Sean Thompson.
And the Eagles offense will get set to try to put some more points on the board than they did last week, Joe.
You get one touchdown and a field goal, you're already 1 point ahead.
That's right. Shotgun formation for Emerson as everybody gets set and ready to go. He will take the snap, and actually the handoff was a wildcat formation. Brian Ladd took the snap, handed it off to Emerson up the middle. He goes nowhere. Gain of maybe one. Make it second down and nine.
I'm trying to think of a cute, catchy nickname for the defensive front for the Blue Streaks. So hopefully they'll have them before halftime. But so,
yeah.
That was a nice defensive front there. Nice stop there for Ida.
Yeah, sort of a old, well, I should say like mid to late 90s San Diego Chargers look for them. Blue helmets with the red light or the yellow lightning bolt, white jersey tops. The Eagles in their dark blue tops with white pants. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Back into that wildcat formation. Ladd sends Emerson in motion. The snap is to Ladd. He's going to keep it himself. Go right up the middle. Big gain. Looks like he's got the first down. Carried by Ryan Ladd, the 6'2", 195 sophomore out of that interesting wildcat look, something we didn't see the last time we were here, Joe.
First down.
Looks like Coach Kubiak is looking to make a big, big splash here on Parents' Night and Senior Night here out of Columbia Central High School. Pull a few tricks off of, you know, out of the sleeve, run some trick plays, hopefully put some more points on the board than six.
First and 10 for the Eagles as they will take over at the 41-yard line. The rain starting to mist across the field here. Wildcat is to Ladd. He will hand off, and he is absolutely swarmed. Big-time loss for the Eagles. Trying to get a jersey number on that carry. That was number 30. That is Braden Ellison.
For a loss.
Okay, I think I have one, but I don't know if it's good enough. So I'll let you be the judge, Jason. Since the Blue Streak is actually a former roller coaster down at Cedar Point, maybe a roller coaster of Blue Streaks?
Maybe a tide?
A tide?
Yeah. We'll have to come up with one. We're working on it. It's a working title. Second down and about 12 on the forward progress. Ladd will roll out, and the Wildcat just out of the fingertips of an outstretched receiver. That was Brandon Nitschke looking for the pickup on the little out route. Make it third down and 11.
If Emerson brings that down just a touch more, Jason, and I'm talking a matter of inches, Nitschke has his outstretched arms on it, and they have a nice little gain there.
Just slightly overthrown there by Ladd in the interesting formation here. Make it third down and about 12 or so as the ball decides to fly away. The mist coming down a little bit harder now as you can see through the lights here at Columbia Central. The snap is to Ladd. He's going to roll to his right. Still rolling. He's being pursued. He's got a man open. Caught. First down. And he will be brought down just on the other side of the 50 at about the 46-yard line. That is Sean Thompson on the reception. He had that big touchdown reception at the end of the game 2 weeks ago in our last appearance here.
Great overall effort. Great overall effort there by Sean Thompson. He read the defense correctly, cut back just in time for a nice little pickup there for a first down.
First down, Columbia Central. Ladd out of that shotgun formation. And there's a handoff to Thompson, who was lined up in the backfield. He's going to get the corner and a little bit more. Gain of about 7 on the play. I think it's second down and about 3 to go.
Carry by number 7, Sean Thompson. Good for 7 yards. It's going to be second and 3.
8 minutes and 40 seconds to go on our game clock here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. We'll get to your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard as soon as we get some scores coming in. Western already rescheduling their game for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Lumen Christi will be playing tomorrow at 3 in Traverse City. Second down and 3. The handoff is to Thompson. He'll head to the right side of the formation. He'll have the first down. Almost to the 30-yard line. They will go ahead and spot it directly on the 30. Make it first and 10 with 8:13 to go here in our first quarter.
I apologize for the silence on my half on that last play. I was trying to figure out who had the tackle, and it was number 8, Landon Bryant, who just had that tackle. So back-to-back tackles. Excellent job going high as one of his teammates went low, but the initial contact was made by number 8, Landon Bryant.
So this Wildcat formation, I guess you could call it, with the quarterback, Ryan Ladd, wearing number 85. Listed as a tight end on the roster. He will take the snap from the shotgun formation. Keep it himself. Designed run by Ladd up the middle. He'll get about 6 on the play. Make it second down.
Quarterback keeper by Ryan Ladd.
Help him now. He's going off.
Just shy of the first down.
Ryan Ladd, 6'2", 195-pound sophomore. And a very interesting change having your senior quarterback, Ethan Emerson, lining up in the wide receiver position, in the tailback position, kind of all over the field a little bit. And now he's on the sidelines for this play. But they're moving him all over, and it seems to be working as Columbia has started driving their way down the field. Second down and 2 after the official spot. Ladd will take from the shotgun formation. He will hand it off. Big time hit as the play goes to the right side of the formation. The carry is by Braden Ellison, the 5'7", 145 freshman on the carry.
Good tackle there. Joint tackle by number 20, Austin Schaefer, who made initial contact, as well as number 28, Mason Morelli there for Ida. Not much done there for the tackle, but they definitely prevented possible 6. So good effort there.
Let's make it first down and 10 for the Eagles. Ladd lined up in the shotgun. One tailback to his left. Designed keeper up the middle. He'll wing it out to the left side, just a hair around the outside tackle, and be brought down after a short gain.
Keeper by Ryan Ladd. Good for a couple of yards.
Second down and 8. So, Joe, I got to wonder if this is a designed strategy here for Coach Kubiak, if he's resting Emerson for the playoffs, which start next week, or if maybe he just needed something different out of this offense and he's turned to Ladd to make that happen.
Yeah, Jason, I definitely think he's turned to Ladd just to kind of throw something different into the pot there. But hopefully this pays off for him. They're on a really, really, really good drive right now. Nothing's really slowing them down, and I apologize for calling the Emerson call earlier, because that was Ladd, in fact. But Ladd is definitely marching this team downfield, and hopefully they can actually pull out 6, if not 3 here.
5:29 to go here on our game clock. Third down and 9 as the designed run, the bootleg to the right, goes nowhere for Ladd. Still no score here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Also want to say thank you to CP Financial Credit Union, our title sponsor here for K105.3's Football Frenzy. Third down and nine. We'll go two receivers to the right side of the formation. A tailback to Ladd's left. Man goes in motion. It is a designed keeper by Ladd. He's going to go up the middle, and he's going to get maybe a yard, maybe two. Might even have three after forward progress. Won't have the first down, though. Make it fourth down at about five.
That out of defensive front is now no stranger to that QB option up the middle. They've done an excellent job the last couple plays to prevent any further damage. We see them going for it on a fourth and six. So hopefully something good comes out for Columbia Central. But if it's a run, I think Ida's going to sip this one out.
Three receivers set for the Golden Eagles. Two to Ladd's left. One to his right. A tailback back deep with him as well to his left. Ladd will take the snap, and he will roll to his left. He's got a man open on the wing back. He's got the first down, trying to get into the end zone. He won't quite get there, but he does indeed have the first down on a fourth and six play. That was Tommy Ronders with the catch, 5'10", 140 senior.
I got to be honest, Jason, there. I didn't actually catch who had the tackle. I think that was a nice little gaggle of Ida Blue Streaks. But Ryan Ladd, that was extremely gutsy on his part. Luckily, it paid off for him because that could have been very bad. He threw it over some outstretched defensive front hands over defensive back's hands. Luckily, he found his receiver.
A little bit of a crossbody move there. This time they will hand the ball off, and he's going to go nowhere on the carry. That is Sean Thompson, who will pick up no gain here. Second down and goal with 3:30 to go.
Bringing up second down.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, Jason, because I have yet to miss a week where I haven't. So do you think they're using Ryan Ladd as kind of like a decoy for Emerson?
I don't think so. I think it's either a strategy to kind of keep him healthy and ready to go for the playoffs next week, or because everybody gets one, you might as well keep your starting QB healthy. This is a game where really you're not going to improve or decrease your standing too much. You're going to kind of be where you're going to be. And the give is to Thompson. He's going to try to have the corner. Went to cut back, and he'll actually end up losing a yard with the cutback. Make it third down and goal from the, call it the 9-yard line. Yeah, to answer your question, Joe, I think it's a matter of just saving your quarterback for the playoffs.
That's going to be third down.
I agree with the call, honestly. And also there, that big-time drag down was by number 8, Landon Bryant. So the third time we called that young man's name, I feel like we're going to be calling that a lot more as the game goes on.
Shotgun formation for Ladd. Three receiver set, one tailback to his right, and he will roll that direction. He's got a couple of men standing there in the end zone. He's going to tuck it and run. Not going to get much farther than about the 7-yard line. Make it fourth down and goal from the 7 with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play.
Now that third, Jason, in my eyes, was a good old-fashioned game of chicken.
Yeah.
That was Ryan Ladd rolling to his right after not seeing anybody open, hoping to get a little bit more out of it. Ended up losing a couple, but who he met was who other than number 8, Landon Bryant, the larger-than-life senior. I can just tell from here he's probably at least 6'1", 6'2". They both had their heads up. So yeah, that was helmet-to-helmet contact, and that could have been very, very bad.
Minute 27 to go here, fourth down and 9, four down territory for the Eagles. They have to score on this play. Designed pass on a slant and incomplete, says the back judge. So they will turn it over on downs on the fourth down and 9, an incomplete pass intended for Tommy Ronders on the left side of the formation. So Ida will take over first and 10 from the 9 with 1 minute and 17 seconds to play here in our first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Ida, with their quarterback, is sophomore Nathan Miller, leads this team with that three-headed monster attack that Hillsdale used against Columbia and made it so much fun for us to try to figure out who has the football. And there's a give up the middle. He's up to the 40, across the 40, to the 45. He had everybody fooled on that play, and that was Jacob Lewis, the senior tailback, with the run?
If I'm Coach Kubiak there for Columbia Central, I'm not only giving number seven, Sean Thompson, the biggest props, pat on the back, but pizza for a week, because that was definitely a touchdown saving tackle. No one was close to him. Thompson turned on those afterburners, and he managed to catch up to him.
Yeah, and this is a formation that Columbia saw just 2 weeks ago with Hillsdale. And Hillsdale, for the first handful of minutes when they were on offense, kind of had him fooled a little bit and was able to run the ball all over the place on him. So Columbia, no stranger to this formation, really needs to tighten it up a little bit. So it'll be first down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Minute 8 to play here in the game. A little bit of a confab here by the officials. Not really sure what they have to discuss. There's no flags down on the play anywhere. And they're going to walk it back 10 yards. Still waiting to hear the call, unless he just stepped out of bounds 10 yards short. Either way, it's still first and 10. Are they saying he went out of bounds?
I don't think he went out of bounds, Jason. He was up in the middle. He was up the gut. The only thing I could possibly think of is a holding call, possibly.
Yeah, we've still seen no indication from the officials as to what exactly the problem is and why they decided to spot it back at the 35 rather than the 45. But they walked it off 10 yards exactly. The only thing I can think of is that when he went to the sidelines on the run, that he had a foot out of bounds. So first and 10, minute 8, clock is now rolling, and the give is up the middle. Trying to see who that was. That was Jacob Lewis yet again, the senior, on the carry. He'll pick up about 4. 50 seconds to go here in our first quarter.
We still had no indication of what happened. And honestly, Jason, on that huge run up the gut, he was in the middle. So I don't know what that call could have been. But, hopefully they can pick up those yards again.
Another handoff up the middle. The speedster this time, he's got the ball. He's going to try and juke out Thompson. He's got pressure from behind to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Ida. That is Jacob Lewis with the carry. A 53-yard run makes it 6-0, Ida.
Touchdown for Ida.
Jacob Lewis there, just excellent job giving all the credit there to that Ida offensive line, giving him the hole that he needed. But I'm not going to take anything away from those fancy feet, because that was definitely second, third year collegiate NCAA, Division I quality cutbacks right there. Thompson was on his tail. I couldn't see who the defender was directly behind him, but he made that one last cut, and he was gone.
He hit another gear. Was off to the races. 24 seconds to go here in our first quarter. Looks like they're going to go for 2. And they certainly will. They're going to hand it off and can just walk right in. That's Owen Sampson on the carry. 2-point conversion is good. It's 8-0 Ida with 24 seconds to play. We'll take a 1-minute break. Come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you from Columbia Central. Ida has taken an 8-0 lead here in our game with 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A 91-yard drive that ate up quite a bit of clock, which concluded with a 53-yard touchdown run by Jacob Lewis for the Blue Streaks of Ida. They will now head over on defense. Columbia will have decent field position to start this drive. They will take over at their own 45-yard line. Ladd back into the shotgun formation, and he will keep it. Roll to his right. He's going to dump it off, and an excellent catch. They're going to say he dropped it. Tommy Ronders, the intended receiver on that one, and that'll make it second down and 10. Ronders wide open. Good throw. Just couldn't quite get a handle on that one, Joe.
Yeah, had those outstretched arms. Honestly, he did bring it in, but it just kind of fell through that third seam. but, you know, you can't blame him on that one. Ryan Ladd just has to bring the ball down a little bit more, and he's going to have a lot more success through the year.
Yeah, just a handful of inches there, and he should be good to go. 16 seconds left now in our first quarter. Second down and 10 from the 45. Ladd will hand the ball off. That's Thompson. He's up the middle. He's got some running room. Got a first down. Gain of about 12 on the play. And with 10 seconds to go here, I don't know if they'll get another playoff in time. But they will have a first and 10 from the 43-yard line. Clock is running, and I think that is going to do it. That will do it on our first quarter. So at the end of one, Ida leads 8-0. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the start of the second quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3. On K105.3.
First and 10 for the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central. And Ladd will keep this one up the middle for about a 3-yard gain. Make it second down and 7. 11:50 to go here with Ida leading 8-0 after our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. And Joe, they're trying to dig themselves out of a hole after a big 91-yard drive for Ida on their last possession.
Yeah. What else to say besides Columbia Central took up about 15 minutes of – or not 15 what's game
about,
clock?
About 8 minutes of clock, for sure.
Oh, about 10 minutes of clock, actually. There was only about a minute and some change left on that clock, and Ida managed to march down the field in less than a minute, 91 yards. And Columbia Central, they have the weapons to do it, so hopefully they can do it.
So we've got a Columbia Central player down after the run up the middle by Braden Ellison. Make it third down and about 4 with 11:07 to go with a brief timeout here to tend to the injured Columbia Central player. We'll check our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. The Mounties leading the Vikings of Jackson 14-0 right now. Northwest currently 0-4, Jackson 2-3. The game that we were looking forward to call that's been postponed, Addison at Grass Lake. Western is going to take on Caledonia tomorrow at 1. Also Manchester at Hanover Horton tonight, Michigan Center at Napoleon. Allen Park Cabrini is at East Jackson. Clinton 4-1 taking on Hillsdale. They're 4-1 as well. Homer and Jonesville, both of those teams are 4-1. They will go head to head tonight. Undefeated Chelsea will take on 4-1 Monroe. And Stevensville Lakeshore will meet 5-0 DeWitt in a tilt tonight as well. Battle of unbeaten teams. Also, Mason at Williamston. Both of those teams are 5-0. Lumen tomorrow will travel to Traverse City St. Francis to take on that team. 3 p.m. tomorrow if you are wanting to make that trip. 4-1 Belding is at 1-4 Eaton Rapids. Blissfield is at Onsted tonight. Blissfield 5-0, Onsted 0-5. Saline is at Grand Blanc. Saline 5-0, Grand Blanc is 4-1. Undefeated Erie Mason taking on Pittsford tonight. Pittsford is 0-5 on the year. Some other notable games tonight. Midland Dow takes on 5-0 Midland. And 5-0 Pomo Westphalia takes on 3-2 Lansing Catholic. So we'll be trying to get some score updates as best we can throughout the evening for you on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Meanwhile, here in Columbia, 8-0 Ida leads. It's third down and 4 for the Eagles.
And I want to hit on a topic real quick that just came through on my phone. Pro Bowl wide receiver Antonio Brown has signed with Tampa Bay.
Interesting.
After a year off, he's reunited with Tom Brady.
Yeah, that went well for about a minute and a half. Third down and 4, 11 minutes on the clock. Ladd will drop back, looks to throw, tucks it. Now he's going to take off and run. He's got the first down and a little bit more. Not the greatest slide. Going to have to get him working with the baseball coach, but he's down at the 30-yard line, first and 10 for the Eagles.
Ryan Ladd with the run.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that they looks like they didn't intend on use Ryan Ladd up until maybe a couple days ago. If that was the case, then I feel like they would have taught him to protect himself and give himself up, because that could have been extremely dangerous. We saw that at the other end of the end zone, right to left on your dial, way far right on the dial, about the 9-yard line, that big hit on with Landon Bryant. This can be dangerous, man.
First and 10, 10:26 to go here, trailing 8-0. Columbia takes the snap. Ladd will hand it off, and just absolutely swallowed up is Braden Ellison. He'll actually lose about 2 yards on that one. Make it second and 12.
Ball handled by number 30, Braden Ellison.
We saw a huge convoy there of Ida Blue Streaks led by, I believe it was number 10, Luke Levicki, the sophomore linebacker. But he was just the one that led it because we saw about 7 white jerseys there on that stop.
Yeah, we did. They looked like no time to find the hole for Ellison. Make it second down and 12, 9 minutes and 40 seconds to go here. Columbia still trailing 8-0. Ladd will take the snap from the shotgun, roll to his left, fire across his body. He's got a man open and complete. That is Brendan Nitschke, the 5'9 sophomore.
Brendan Nitschke.
So make it third down and about 6, maybe 7, 5. The spot looks like 6, but we're going to call it 3rd and 5.
Given Nitschke wasn't going to get much more off of that run, off of that catch and run, but good job there by junior halfback, also combo defensive back Owen Sampson there for Ida to wrap him up and bring him down.
Third down and 5 with 8:54 to go. We're going to get a timeout, Columbia. We'll take a 1 minute break and come back with the third down play on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Third down and 6 is a carry by Sean Thompson around the corner. He won't get much on the play, and that'll make it fourth down and about 5 from the 25-yard line. 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in our second quarter. Quick score update. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. The Mounties now lead the Vikings 14-6. In their tilt. Ladd from the shotgun trips receivers to his right. And he will drop back, roll to his right. He's going to be met by a defender, and he is going to get nowhere. And he will be swallowed up and sacked for a loss. That'll turn it over on downs. And Ida will reclaim possession here with 8 minutes to go.
Overall, great job there by Ida, stepping out what that was. Ladd, try all for it. I give all commends to that young man for even attempting that, because he just opened up a huge mess for himself walking into the mouth of the Blue Streak defensive front. But that's back-to-back drives for Columbia Central that have stalled in positive territory.
That it has indeed. First and 10 for Ida, and it's a carry by who else? Jacob Lewis. He's across the 50 to the 40, still on his feet. It's a track meet now to the 20. 10-5, touchdown, Ida. What an incredible run. 73 yards on the carry for Jacob Lewis. Makes it 14-0.
73-yard run by number 21, Jacob Lewis. Good for a
closest touchdown. Eagle there was number 50, Noah King, the 5'7", 160 senior. Had his fingertips on the back of his jersey, on the back of Lewis's jersey. Just couldn't bring it home. But excellent run there by Lewis.
Yeah, big time run there by Lewis. He's a speedster, that's for sure. He was off to the races as soon as he hit the corner. That was a track meet. Once he got to the 20-yard line, after that fingertip, looks like he just was gone after that. 7:48 to go. Ida leads 14-0. They're going to go for 2 here, and they will carry it. And it looks like he's in. We'll wait for the official signal here. That is Owen Sampson. And it is no good. So with that, it's now 14-0. Ida leads with 7:48 to go here in our second quarter. We'll take a 1 minute break. Columbia back on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jackson Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. An injured Columbia Central player has delayed the game a little bit. He is making his way off the field. 7:48 to go in our contest. Ida on top of Columbia Central right now, 14-0. We'll do a quick check-in on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Adrian Madison leads Britton Deerfield 7-6. Hudson leading Dundee 6-0. Constantine and Coloma. Constantine up 14-0 in that tilt. Granville leads Rockford 8-0. And Northwest, with 2:52 to go in the first quarter, leads Jackson High 14-6. We have 7 minutes and 48 seconds to go before our halftime. And Joe, it's been all Ida so far.
Yeah, Ida has definitely found the creaks and the cracks in that Columbia Central defense, as we see that muffed special teams there. Luckily, Columbia Central fell on that. But as I was saying, Jacob Lewis is definitely the talk of the town right now. He's already got over 100 yards, and we're not even out of the second quarter yet. If Columbia Central wants a chance, because they're down 14-0, which doesn't sound all that bad, but you've had back-to-back drives stall in positive territory. One stalled at the 9-yard line, and then one stalled at the 22-yard line. You've got to make things work. You've got to find different ways to go, you know, different plays, different tricks. You have to find something.
Absolutely. So Columbia Central will take over at the 35-yard line, 7:46 to go here in our half. Ladd back with two receivers to his right. Man in motion. He will take the snap, fake the give to the jet sweep. He's going to go up the middle for about a yard or so and be brought down, make it second down and 9. Tri-County Water out-of-town score update. A battle of unbeaten teams, Joe. Both 5-0. Mason and Williamston. What else would you expect from two teams that are both 5-0? They're tied at 7 in the early going of their game. 7:20 to go now. Second down and 9.
I just got to point something out, Jason. When you say out of town, I think 10, 15 minutes outside of Jackson, that's super out of town.
Morency and Sand Creek. Morency leads 8-6. Second down and 9. Ladd will hand off to Thompson. He'll head to the corner. Almost slipped a little bit. Won't get much more than the corner. And looks like he will get maybe a yard. Call it third down and 8 with 6:47 to go now in our second quarter. Yeah, when we get the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, Greg jumps on his plane and just starts circling the state, looking at high school scoreboards around the area.
Plane takes too long. I think he actually teleports.
He must, because he is literally everywhere getting us scores and updates from around the universe here. Big thanks to GOC for hooking us up on the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Third down and 8, 6:15 to go here. Ladd from the shotgun trips to his right. He'll roll to the right, designed carry, and he's going to just run it out of bounds. And he will actually lose some yards on this one, make it fourth down. And where are they going to officially spot it? Fourth down and 11 officially, with 6:08 to go as he went out of bounds on that
one. Also a couple of yards. It's going to be fourth and 11.
You know, Jason, I didn't actually see who had that official registered tackle on that. What I did see is a bunch of coaching staff for Columbia Central and a few players go running because they had about 5 guys come in their direction and they did not want to get run over, and I completely agree with that.
A rare Ethan Emerson sighting. He is out to punt this ball away. Snap is clean. Punt is away. It's a good punt. End over end. Heads across the 50. Bounces at the 45. Will take a Columbia bounce. And we'll be down at the 41-yard line.
See some laundry, though.
I do. And I think there was a block in the back on the far side of the field.
Roughing the kicker, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's back there by the punter. So that will be a roughing the kicker penalty.
Bring the offense back out. Come on, boys.
Roughing the kicker against Ida.
Didn't even try to hide it, either.
No.
Just straight up shoved him to the ground. Ethan Emerson, that's a big boy.
Yeah.
That is a healthy individual standing at 5'10", 180 pounds, senior. I'm 5'6", so, you know, he's bigger than me, and he looks extremely hard to take down. We saw him a couple weeks ago. He can run the ball, and yeah, he likes to bulldoze people. So the fact that someone took him to the ground, scary.
Yeah, and that's the last thing you want if you're Columbia Central, because he's your starting quarterback in the playoffs. and you definitely don't want them getting hurt on a punt. But nonetheless, Columbia will take over first and 10 thanks to the roughing the kicker penalty. And we will get a timeout from the Columbia Central side with 5:59 to go. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with the first and 10 play for the Eagles on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. The first down and 10 play for Columbia goes to Sean Thompson up the middle, and he gets absolutely swallowed up. 5 minutes and 24 seconds now to play on our clock as we head towards halftime. Ladd back with Thompson. He's also got four receivers, two to his left, two to his right, as they move right to left on your radio dial. Ladd will draw back to throw. He's got time, but bails out of the pocket. Got a little bit of happy feet, and it's going to cost him. Moved forward just a little bit to try to shift the pocket, but he ran right into some Ida defenders, and he will lose a handful of yards on the sack, make it third down and about 15.
You know, Jason, this is actually a story that we saw 2 weeks ago as Columbia Central took on Hillsdale in that devastating last-minute one-point loss. But we did see some scoring early on, stalled most the first quarter, no points second quarter, no points third quarter, but then they exploded in the fourth quarter. So I think that we can see that again.
Third down and 15 now for Ladd, as he will have three receivers set, a wing back and a tailback. He will fake the give, and it's a bubble screen to Thompson, and just short on the screen pass. He actually underthrew that one. He had a man in his face. I don't think he could see Thompson, and just threw it short.
Looked like he was actually tipped to me, Jason, but
fourth and 15.
Tipped or not, still couldn't make the mark of Thompson. You were given a freebie on that, and unfortunately just couldn't convert. Hopefully their defense can stand this.
Yeah, so the free first down after the roughing the kicker penalty results in nada, and Ethan Emerson will head back out to punt it away with 4 and 17 to go. Snap is away, and it looked like somebody moved
flag on the play
a little bit early. So we'll get an illegal procedure, pushing back another 5 yards.
Illegal procedure against Columbia Central. 5 yard penalty.
So make it fourth down and 20, and not ideal if you're Ethan Emerson having your offensive line push you back another 5 yards. That's just five more yards that Hyde is going to have in their back pocket.
I'd better be careful as well, because that last punt that ended up resulting in that roughing the kicker might actually happen again. They're creeping up on that line.
Kick is away after a pretty good snap. It's not as good as the last one, but it will take a bounce at the 50, and it'll be a Columbia bounce. It'll get another 3 yards or so, and Ida will take over at the 47-yard line. 4:06 to go in the half. Joe, you need a big-time stand here. You've given up two touchdowns on two possessions for Ida. And they've both been big runs up the middle off of that three-headed monster tailback situation that they have going on back there, both by Jacob Lewis. So you need a big stand this time here, Joe.
Jason, I wouldn't go as far to say that it was a three-headed monster, because it's just been the Lewis show that we've seen so far. Well over 100 yards. I think he's actually creeping into 150-yard territory. And there's still 4 minutes to go in this first half. As we see some laundry there on the field, we'll see what that's about. But you know, there we see for Owen Sampson on that run. So, you know, foot and mouth inserted. But, yeah, Lewis definitely has been the majority of the show. If you're Coach Kubiak, you got to know how to contain that. You have a nice, big defensive line and some fast guys in the secondary. They have to be on his tail, Jason. They have to, or else this is going to be a lot worse.
Illegal motion.
So an illegal motion penalty will push him back. Make it first down and 15 now for the blue streak.
Makes you wonder why they didn't whistle that off, Jason. That
was a little 15.
Yeah. Illegal motion. That should have been whistled off, dead ball.
Yeah, I agree. So first and 15, 3 minutes and 44 seconds to go here in our half. And snap is away. It's a give up the middle for Lewis. He's going to go nowhere. He'll get no gain on the play. Make it second down and 15. the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town Scoreboard. Going up to my summer getaway, Meridian leading Clare 14-0. And also Pomona Westphalia and Lansing Catholic, another game with a lot on the line. Pomona Westphalia 5-0, Lansing Catholic at 3-2. Pomona and Catholic are tied at 0 after 1. Here at our game, Ida leads Columbia Central 14-0 with 3 minutes to go in the half. Columbia with possession. They'll go into a wishbone formation, man in motion. And they fake the pitch. Give is to Lewis. He's up the middle and back into plus territory as he's brought down just on the right side of the 50. So make it third down and about 7 to go.
Carried by number 21, Jacob Lewis. Short of the first down, it's going to be 3-7.
I couldn't pick up who on Columbia Central pulled off that takedown. I think it was actually number 7, Sean Thompson, the running back combo defensive back. But good overall stop for them because that can be a lot worse.
Crowd getting it into it here. 3rd and 7, 2:22 to go. Man in motion, and it is a pitch to Owen, and he's going to carry it across the first down marker and then some. He'll get down across the 40 to the 37-yard line. It's Owen Sampson with that carry. So 1st and 10 now for Ida with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play.
Okay, that's actually a real foot and mouth situation due to the first what I said when this drive started. Given my point still remains that they are still feeding Lewis the majority of the cereal box, but they're letting Samson and a couple other guys get a bowl or two here and there. So good job on Ida's part using that 300 monster.
Minute 50 to go now. Samson in motion. The pitch is to Samson. He's going to get the corner on the left side, get around there. He'll get to the first down and a little bit more. Finally brought down after a gain of about 11 on the play.
Number 2, Owen Samson.
I want to say a huge thank you to Pam Campbell here at Columbia Central and all of her staff in the athletic department. They have done a phenomenal job taking care of us. And we're inside, which is fantastic because there's a lot of people out there with hoodies on, and I don't envy that at all.
We just got super lucky, Jason, because we were out here 2 weeks ago. It was beautiful out there. And now, you know, that's 50-something degrees outside, not 70 and beautiful outside. You know, it's awesome. I love being in the press box.
I do, too. It's nice and toasty in here. Man in motion is Simpson. The give is away. And the carry is a newcomer to the backfield there. Luke Levicki, the sophomore, takes the carry. He'll gain about 5 or 6 on the play. Make it 2nd down and 4. With a minute 12 to go.
Tackle there by number 52, Ty Farmer, the 5'9", 175 linebacker. Happens to be a sophomore. That's scary. That was a nice tackle there. And kid's only 15, 16 years old. They got it for 2 more years. So he's going to develop into a great player.
Minute 12 to go here. Ida leads 14-0, knocking on the door. It's 2nd down and 4. The ball is at the 17-yard line. I'm going to get a timeout on the Ida side of the football. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Tri-County Water Out-of-Town Scoreboard. Hudson leads Dundee 14-7. Mason is up 12-7. Summerfield leads Whiteford 14-6. I don't even know where most of these communities are, Greg. So big shout-out to you. I don't know how you find them, but good
on you. Thank you so much, Greg. We love you if you're listening.
We do. Back in action here, Ida has returned to the playing field after their timeout, leading 14-0. Minute 12 to go in our half. 2nd down and 4 from the 16-yard line. Simpson goes in motion. The give is to Levicki around the corner. He won't get much. Get across the 15, it looks like, to the 14.
Carry line number 10, Luke Levicki.
Get 3rd down and 2.
Excellent, excellent job. For that eagle, that flock of eagles on that defensive front. Hey, you're laughing at me, Jason, but I'm bringing that back from 2 weeks ago where you loved that idea and that beautiful weather that we had outside.
I just pictured you with flock of seagulls hair. It was fantastic.
Seagull? Why? Why would you do such a thing? Now I need to get a haircut. Now I need to... Probably going to go bald now. Thanks so much, Jason.
Sorry.
But, yeah, excellent job there by the Eagles' defensive front. They sniffed out that fake right away. They tried to fake it to Owen Sampson. You said it was Levicki that had it up the gut, but they weren't biting on Sampson. They saw exactly where it was going, so good for them.
Exactly. Minute 7 to go here in the half. Ida facing a 3rd down and 2 here, their first real challenge. Columbia looking to stand tall, bend, and not break on this drive. Snap is away, looks to pass. He's going to get swamped and brought down. Big time sack. That was a huge sack there, Joe, by that defensive front for Columbia. Now down to 45 seconds, 4th down and 10, a loss of 8 on
eight
the play.
Yards. That brings up 4th and 10.
That actually looked like big number 72, Austin Benfant there, just tracking that sophomore quarterback the whole entire time, and it paid off for them because that was a huge sack there.
Now down to 30 seconds, looks like they're going to go for it here. They'll drop back to pass, and again, just under attack and under throws the receiver. Nathan Miller, the quarterback, was just under attack, falling down, just bombed the ball up there. Turnover on downs for Ida. 15 seconds to go here. Columbia will take over 1st and 10.
A lot of weeble wobbies there on that there pass, Jason. Point blank simple, the young quarterback, yes, he's young, has a lot of time to develop. He's already playing exceptionally well for being just a sophomore and playing varsity. But he's going to learn over time that you need to have your plant foot down, or at least have a little bit more momentum in the direction you need to go, because he was looking a little unsure when he threw that.
1st and 10 for Columbia Central. Out of the shotgun is Ladd, 3-receiver set. He'll just hand it off to Sean Thompson, who will go absolutely nowhere. And that'll do it on our half. It looks like, yes, indeed it will. Teams are starting to head off the field. So that's going to do it for our first half. Ida leads Columbia Central 14-0. We will take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back and get you updated on how we got to where we are now. We'll get you updated on the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. And we will do this week in MHSAA. So quick 2-minute break, and we'll be right back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you as a tribute to the Beatles gets underway from the Columbia Central Band. And we are in the midst of senior night for Columbia Central. So they will be taking some time to recognize the seniors on the marching band. They did the football team earlier. And unfortunately, the team on the field has not quite produced the way that maybe senior night they had hoped would go. They trail 14-0 here to Ida. And Joe, Ida got the scoring started rather quickly with a couple of really big runs.
Quickly in terms of Ida's possessions, yes. Quickly, game clock and actual time, not necessarily, because Columbia Central had a really, really, really nice drive that unfortunately stalled us on the 9-yard line, which led to a huge 91-yard drive for Ida. But Columbia Central just couldn't get things going. They stalled at the 9, and they stalled at the 23, and Ida had the right game plan, which by the name of Lewis, in case you didn't know, Jacob Lewis, that is.
Rhodes, company.
They have him at a fullback, Jason.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was looking at the program. I'm thinking, no, he's quick.
Fullbacks are not supposed to be that fast. That kid definitely in the springtime runs track, because anytime he has the ball, it's a foot race. Whether you like it or not, it's a foot race. And as we sit here in the press box watching these awesome, senior marching band members that I was so lucky to do 8 years ago over at Jackson High School, we just have a story to tell that's on the field, that Columbia Central just has to figure out what they're going to do about that fullback running back track star Lewis.
And offensively, Joe, they really haven't had a whole lot to talk about. It's been very very difficult for Ryan Ladd to get any time back there. And it seems like he's kind of got some happy feet, taking off running a little bit on the early side. Those draw plays up the middle really haven't been as successful as they had hoped. And it's been a very difficult road for them to travel down so far in this one offensively as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can definitely tell that he's not accustomed to quarterback. He's got the arm, but mm-hmm. he doesn't necessarily have the speed or the feet or the awareness or, you know, the, you know, brain for, not brain, but the
tonight's show,
what's the word I want, Jason?
Lonely Hearts Club.
With a quarterback
acumen. Let's go with the big word.
Gabriel Hammett on trumpet.
You're the one with the degree, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to trust you on that one, Jason.
Don't trust a piece of paper.
Oh, I'm going to trust you on that. Yeah, you're missing two of your best players in Columbia Central. Mm-hmm. Number two, Ethan Emerson, who they're, you know, looks like they're resting for the playoffs next week.
Yep.
And then no sign has heard about number three, Luke McDermott, who when we were here 2 weeks ago had over 200 yards and was the sole offense besides Thompson. They've smelled out on that Ida defensive line. They've smelled out every time Thompson's on that field, it's going to him no matter what. So they know to double and triple team him.
Yeah, he was one of the few bright spots on offense a couple weeks ago while we were here. I'd heard some rumblings maybe that McDormand was a little bit banged up and they just wanted to keep him healthy or fresh for the playoffs, so they didn't want to take any chances in this one today. So wise to sit him for this one, absolutely. Let's get you the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard where we last left off. Mason in their game leads 12-7, trying to see who they play. They're playing 5-0 Williamston. Excuse me, Lumen Christi and Traverse City will play tomorrow at 3. Hudson leads Dundee 14-7. Pinckney leads Fowlerville 14-0. Sandy Creek leads Morenci 22-8. Mason leads 19-7. Chelsea took back the opening kickoff for a score, and they lead Monroe 7-3. Milan leads Tecumseh 22-6. Summerfield leads Whiteford 14-12. Mount Pleasant leads Saginaw 14-0. And Hudson leads 14-7 in their game. Other games around the area that we're looking to get scores updated as quick as we can for you. Northwest and Jackson 14-6 at last check-in. Addison and Grass Lake will be postponed. Western is at Coldwater. Manchester at Hanover Horton. Michigan Center at Napoleon. Allen Park Cabrini at East Jackson. The Clinton and Hillsdale game, we're trying to keep you updated on that as best we can, too. Both of those teams 4-1. Homer and Jonesville also both 4-1. We'll keep you updated on that one as the scores come in. And that's about it around the area. All the other scores are way, way out of town. So with that, let's take a 2-minute break, and we will get you this week in the MHSAA, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you as halftime begins to wind down here at Columbia Central. Ida leads the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central 14-0. We'll get you Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update as the teams leave the locker room and start getting themselves stretched out, ready to go. Mount Pleasant leading Saginaw 14-0. Midland and Midland Dow. Midland up 13-0 in that tilt. Midland Dow 4-1 and Midland High at 5-0. Pinckney leading in their game 27-0. Mason 5-0, 27, 5-0 Williamston 7 in that tilt. So Mason starting to pull away in a battle of unbeatens. And Jackson High and Northwest, we got a score update. 5:57 to go here in the second. Jackson High leads 22-20. So they have taken the lead after trailing 14-0 at one point. Jackson High 2-3 on the year. Northwest is 0-4 on the year. So Joe, a nice little comeback there for Jackson High.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say that, Jason. Oh my goodness. And here's why. I will tell you why.
You're a homer?
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. Absolutely. Once a Viking, always a Viking.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the thing is, the last time Jackson High faced off against Northwest, was 2011. I was a band kid in high school, so I was at that game because it was at Jackson High School. Jackson High was in a dogfight with Northwest. And then an old friend of mine, I'm not going to say names, but if you look at the record books, you'll see who he is, had the walk-off touchdown and two-point conversion to beat Jackson High in overtime.
Ooh.
And I was at that game, and I remember very, very well waiting for my mom to pick me up out in front of Jackson High, and the Northwest bus is driving by, and you could just hear the cheers and all the joy while I'm just feeling so sad and partially hungry. Like, it's 10 o'clock at night, and I need a hamburger.
I need food.
For this sadness. And, you know, that's where the weight started to pile
up. You chalk it up solely to that one game.
Not to that one game, to, I think, the 0-9 senior season. No, honestly. Confessional, I guess, right now. Yeah, I mean, I've been very, very pleased with the last few years of Jackson High football. I've been a homer. I'm glad to see their recent success with, you know, 2015 up until now. This has been a very, you know, slower season for a lot of different teams, especially ones around the area. I don't think there's anyone around the area still undefeated. So definitely been a dogfight in all conferences. But Jackson High and Northwest is always a very, very, very fun game.
Indeed it is. So Columbia Central here at our game, meanwhile, will get set to kick it away to the visiting Blue Streak of Ida to start our second half. Trailing 14-0 are the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central. And while we have a quick moment, I want to say thank you to everybody out here at Columbia Central High School for putting us up as usual in a pinch this week with the game we were intended to be covering canceled due to a COVID outbreak. So here we are, and big thanks to Pam Campbell, the superintendent, and the entire athletic department, and really everybody out here at Columbia Central who's been incredibly accommodating out here in the press box and letting us hang out and share stories and all of that fun stuff. So all set for the opening kickoff here in the third quarter. Waiting for the official signal. 12 minutes on the clock, and Columbia Central will kick it away. Low line drive kick goes up over the hands of somebody on the blocking team and into the hands of Simpson, Owen Simpson, number two there. Couldn't quite spot his jersey. He'll be brought down at the 25, where Ida will take over.
Number two, Owen Simpson.
You gotta be awfully glad that, get this, Jason, that freshman Brendan Bernstein, 5'10", 155 defensive back, was on special teams, because that's a big body. Even though he's only listed at 5'10", that's a big body for that takedown. You got to be glad you assigned him to special teams in that spot. Great place, great time.
Absolutely. Minute 51 now on the game clock here in our third quarter. Ida leads 14-0. The give is up the middle to Lewis, and he's going to have himself a nice little gain up the middle. Call it 11 on the play, because they're going to give him a first down. So make it first and 10 for that one. Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard. Cadillac leads Gaylord 27-6, and Milan leading Tecumseh 37-6. We've got a 14-0 game here in Columbia. Ida in control of the football, first and 10. And they will take the snap. The give is up the middle, and he's got some running room. He's got a lane, but he'll get brought down from behind. That's Jacob Lewis on the carry. Gain of about 9 on the play. Make it second down and 1.
Second down and a yard.
Something I did see as the teams came out during halftime, or after halftime, rather, I did see number 3, Luke McDormand.
Yeah,
wasn't dressed. Had his jersey with his hoodie underneath. Looked like he might have had crutches, but hopefully he heals up for big game next week.
Absolutely. Give us to Simpson. He's got the first down, and he'll be brought down just beyond the first down marker. So another first down pickup, and it'll be first and 10 from the 46-yard line for the Blue Streak of Ida with 10 and 47 to play.
Run good for a couple of yards. Good for a first down.
This is an awfully lot better job by Columbia Central's flock of Eagles on that defensive front. I see you starting to crack a smile. Please don't. I'm being serious on this. Columbia Central's defensive front, excellent job sniffing out those runs. 300 beasts going again, but they're doing an exact field job, slowing them down.
Give is to Lewis up the middle, and he'll get another gain of about 8 on the play. Second down. And about a yard or so.
It'll be second and 2.
Looked like that was their 5'9 sophomore Ty Farmer. I think that that ended up tripping him up. But that was not another foot and mouth scenario, and I'm so glad that that wasn't, because it seems like that continues to happen. So, yeah, good stop there for Columbia Central.
Now under 10 minutes to play here. The carry is to Levicki. He's got the corner. He's got running room, and he's off to the races across the 20 to the 15, 10, 5, and brought down from behind at the 5-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle there, Joe, by the Columbia Central defender.
Number 50, Noah King, luckily never gave up, because that was going to be ugly by Luke Levicki. Just a sophomore there. But, yeah, Ty Farmer, excellent job there. Never gives up. Just gets him by the shoelaces at the 3-yard line. That was another foot-and-mouth scenario right after I said that wasn't a foot-and-mouth scenario. But thank you so much, number 50. I'm sorry, or 52, Ty Farmer. Was it 50? What did I say? 50, sorry. Goodness gracious. Noah King. Great job for Noah King.
First and goal, the give is to Simpson. He's going to go up the middle, and he's going to be a little bit short. Call it second down and goal from the 1-yard line. We've got a Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update from the Rugged Cascades Conference. Battle of first and second place teams in the conference. Undefeated Addison and 4-1 Grass Lake. Addison all over Grass Lake, 28-8. So apparently the game not canceled after all. So, but we have been treated to a game, quite a solid game. 8 minutes and 47 seconds to play here. And the give is up the middle, and they are in for the score. Touchdown, Ida.
And run good for a touchdown for the Blue Streaks.
The give looks like that was to Landon Bryant on the carry. Owen Simpson on the carry. So a 2-yard touchdown run for Simpson. Makes it 20-0.
I think Columbia Central definitely did all that they could do on that drive there, Jason. Definitely not the result that you wanted, but they did as much as they could. They bent and bent and bent. Didn't break on that drive. Didn't give them anything up over, 40, 50 yards. But, overall, good job there for Ida.
Two-point conversion is good. So with 8:41 to play in our third quarter, Ida now takes a 22-0 lead. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the Golden Eagles on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. And a little bit of a squib kick hit a defender and fell out of his hands. And it looks like Ida is going to have possession. Indeed, they will. So they will take over after the touchdown that made it 22-0. They will now have excellent field position and go back on offense. First and 10 from the Columbia 35-yard line.
Just a 25-yard kickoff.
Yeah,
just muffed right out of his hands, went right through his hands, out of the cradle, off his pads, bounced on the ground. He had possession at first. I couldn't see who that was. I think it was Thompson.
Yeah,
but had possession at first. But that mean Ida special teams forced it out.
And the give is to Levicki. He's got the first down and then some. He's going to get across the 20 and will fall forward to about the 19-yard line, making another first down for Ida. Not ideal are Columbia Central after the you needed a strong defensive stand there on first and 10 after the situation there on the kickoff. And now Ida knocking on the door yet again.
Jason, I can't help but think if Columbia Central has their number one and number two, Ethan Emerson and Luke McDormand on the field, this is a lot different game. This is a lot closer. This is within a touchdown. Unfortunately, we haven't seen any points put on the board yet for Columbia Central. Hopefully we will soon. But Ida is taking no hostages right now. They're just going all at it.
Yeah, definitely take no prisoners here. The first and 10 carry gets them a gain about three as they'll get up to the 15-yard line. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Blissfield leads Onsted 42 to nothing. And that is a 5-0 team of Blissfield and an 0-5 Onsted team. That one is getting out of hand in a hurry. Also, from Withington Stadium, Jackson High leads Northwest 28-20 with a minute to go in the first half. Second down and five here in our game. The give is up the middle to Simpson. He's going to be close to the first down marker. We'll see where they spot it officially. And they will get the first down. So first and goal from the nine after the run by Owen Simpson. Excuse me. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go here. Ida leading 22 to nothing in our third quarter. Make sure you stay tuned after the game for our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game.
Oh, really?
Ida in no hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage now, under 7 minutes to play. Man in motion, and it is a pitch out to the right-hand side. That's Sampson, and he's going to be in for the score. 9-yard touchdown run for Sampson. Owen Sampson. And making now 28.
Owen Sampson. 9-yard pickup. Good.
That play, give it to Sampson. Excellent scamper there for the touchdown. But do not take anything away from the right guard and right tackle. They made sure that there was going to be some open lane on that far right side, which is where Sampson took it. And they were rewarded with six.
Yeah, they bluffed that pitch play a handful of times down the field. This time they finally went to it, had the pole guards in the right position, had the right side of the offensive line ready to block, and he had a nice little seam ready to go. And they'll line up for two, now leading 28 to nothing. Miller takes the snap. The give goes right up the middle. Luke Levick.
Two-point conversion is good.
Make it 30 to nothing with 6:38 to play in our third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Ida now leading 30 to nothing following back-to-back scores. And Columbia Central will take over on offense here for the first time in this second half. First and 10 from the 30-yard line, Joe.
Let me play devil's advocate again, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a nice little stream of light mist this whole entire game. Do you think that plays a factor?
I think so, absolutely. Natural grass with a little bit of dampness on it. It can be tough. Give it to Thompson around the corner. He's going to have the seam there. He'll get up to about a gain of seven, make it eight, call it second down and two. Halftime. Over on Wildwood Avenue and Jackson High leads Northwest 28-20. Of course, your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you as always by Tri-County Water. 6 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in our third quarter. Columbia trying to get something cooking, down 30 to nothing. Give is to Thompson. He's going to try to get to the corner. He won't quite get there as the mist and the rain kind of picks up a little bit now. Make it third down and five after the loss.
John Thompson.
Wrapped up immediately. Number eight, Landon Bryant, who has had no shortage of called names here in this game. He's definitely a big hitter. Likes to be right there with the ball carrier, and he proved his dominance there on that one. Good stop by him.
That he did. Columbia making their way to the line quickly. Third down and four after the loss of two. Ryan Ladd in the shotgun formation by himself. He's got three receivers to his left, one to his right. Everybody else on the line. Thompson goes in motion. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
It's a broken play here as Ladd will just try to get it back to the line of scrimmage. He will indeed. And we'll see what the officials say. I think he did the Macarena. I'm not really sure what he was trying to call there. So offsetting penalties, it looks like.
Looks like it was neutral zone infraction as well as illegal procedure at the same time. So
yeah,
just offsetting penalties, and let's redo this third down and four.
Yep. So
offsetting penalties.
We'll do it again.
Which, I think, Jason, in my personal opinion, I think this is playing in the favor of Columbia Central, although they're down 30-0 here with 5:04 left in the third quarter. But it is slowing the tempo of the game down a little bit, and they have some time to think about it.
Third down and four. The punt team is out for Columbia Central.
You gotta blow the whistle.
And we'll wait and see what the determination is. Yeah, so we're going to stay third down and four. Punt team is out for Columbia, and we get a whistle. Let's see what the situation is here. And now they've said to move the clock in motion, apparently. I'm not really sure what he's doing over there. He's like, he's using signals that I've never really seen before. So now we get the clock in motion. Fourth down and four now, so the down is not replayed. It is just a loss of down. And the snap goes high. It's over the head of Emerson. He's got it. He's just going to take off with it. He's back to the 20-yard line, just going to go out of bounds at the 23. And not a whole lot of good on that play there, Joe. Ida will take over with excellent field position, first and 10 from the 23-yard line.
Not ideal, as you say, Jason. But it could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
Ball traveled extremely far. We definitely see that missed picking up both in speed and how much is coming down. So that tells me that the ball was extremely wet when it came to Emerson's fingertips.
Yeah.
It was a high snap to begin with, and Emerson's a tall individual.
Yes.
A little taller on the team. Just couldn't bring it down, but instead of falling on it, he decided to make something out of nothing and picked up a few yards. And I mean, unfortunately, it was a fourth down, but you know, here we are.
First and 10 from the 23. Jacob Lewis carries it all the way down to the 3-yard line with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here. And Columbia is starting to look a little bit defeated on that defensive side of the football, as now we are
down to the first and goal from the three. First and goal.
Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard update. World Series action. Game 3, series tied at 1 apiece. The Dodgers lead the Rays 1-0 in the early going of that one. Bottom of the first, actually.
I kind of want to go back to what just happened on the field here. I believe that was number 50, Noah King. Might have been number 52, Ty Farmer. I'm sorry. I saw a 5 on the jersey. But that was just like rock'em sock'em, just pinball-style tackle right there.
First and goal from the 3, and the give is to... Looked like it might have been Levicki, waiting to see the final word. And no, it's not Levicki. I can't see. So we had a touchdown signal, but now they're headed back to the 3. I'm not entirely sure what happened on that one. So we had one guy signal for the score, but no official word yet.
To give some context, these are some white jerseys with dark blue numbers that you can't really see because of the style of form or font.
Indeed they are. So I think they're replaying the down, or they're going for two, one of the two here. And so the touchdown is going to stand, make it 36-0. Two-point conversion is no good. Luke Levicki with the 3-yard touchdown run on that one. Make it 36-0. Ida. We'll take a 1-minute break. Come back with Columbia trying to carve into this 36-0 deficit on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 36-0 Ida leads. Running clock in effect now. 3:20 to go here in our third quarter. And the kickoff, Ida kicked it away. A little bit of a squib kick to the sort of second wave of defenders for Columbia. Right in and out of the hands of a Columbia defender, very similar to a kickoff a few plays ago. And Ida recovered. They will go back on offense. 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line. And the give will go absolutely nowhere up the middle. Looks like that was Austin Schaefer in the backfield getting that carry.
Run for no gain.
Same spot on kickoff.
It's gonna be
same player,
down.
Same result. You hate to see it happen, but Ida special teams has been nothing but on point so far in this game.
Yeah. Down to 2:35 here as the mist starting to pick up a little bit and intensify over the field. Field's still in good shape, though, Joe. So that's a positive that we can take away here. Miller under center. He'll take the ball and hand it off up the middle. New ball carrier for the Blue Streaks. That's Caleb Pfeiffer. I got it.
Ball carrier,
I got it.
Number 24,
Caleb Pfeiffer.
I sure it's not Pfeiffer?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's silent.
Okay, good. I'm so proud of you, Jason.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm so glad that you're working your masters all for that.
I know. Thank God I have all those student loans so I know when the P is silent. 1:50 to go. 36-0 Ida leads. 3rd down and about 3 on the game clock. And a big carry up the middle. Pfeiffer one more time. He's going to have the 1st down and then some up to the 10. And it'll be 1st down and close to goal. And now we're going to get a player down. An Ida player is now down on the field. But we'll take a quick 1-minute break, and we will come back with the resumption of play here in the third quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Still an injured Blue Streak down on the field. Ida leads 36-0 here with 1:31 to go in our third quarter. And want to get to the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Some very interesting scores coming in. Lansing Catholic, who is 2-3 on the year, is leading Pauma Westphalia. Excuse me, Lansing Catholic 3-2 on the year, leading Pauma Westphalia 14-7. Also Rockford leading Granville 14-6, as the Blue Streak player is up and making his way to the sidelines. So he will continue his treatment off to the side here, and we will get play back underway. 1st and goal from the 9-yard line for Ida, and Joe knocking on the door yet again.
Yeah, this has just been kind of like the story of the game for Ida, unfortunately, for Columbia Central. But, you know, Ida has capitalized on every opportunity they've been given. We haven't seen the punt team a single time tonight for Ida.
Yeah.
So I think they're looking to keep that going with this running clock.
1st and goal from the 9. The give is up the middle, and he is going to walk into the end zone. That is Caleb Pfeiffer. 9-yard touchdown run makes it 42-0.
Good for a
and
Ida
pending
touchdown.
The extra point and or 2-point conversion, depending on what they go for. Now the 6th rushing touchdown of the game for the Blue Streaks.
You know this is our home field, right?
1:22 to go here in the third quarter.
And they have to be impartial.
Let's go, Eagles! We got it!
1:22 to play. Extra point. Kicker is out now. A rare visual here. And we're going to get a timeout on the Blue Streak side of things. Keep you up to date on the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Also, we will make sure you stay tuned after the game for the Schlenker Sandwich Shop post-game player of the game. I want to say a big thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain for the first quarter. Our playoffs start next week, Joe. And we can say thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. They will be with us all throughout the playoffs. And stay tuned next week as we will find out where exactly it is that we are going to be for the playoffs as we roll through the MHSAA. Everybody's going to get at least one playoff game this year in this completely weird and wild football season that we have had. And so stay tuned. We'll be following the best teams in the area as they march their way to Ford Field. Meanwhile, play resumes back on the field. Minute 22 to go. Ida getting set for their extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. And I'm guessing that's the first extra point that he's made. I don't even have him on my roster. So number 12 on your jerseys, number 1 in your hearts, just kicked an extra point. It's 43-0 with a minute and 22 to go here in our third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with the Golden Eagles back on offense. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 42-0 our score. Little roller, and it'll be fallen on by Sean Thompson. Wisely falls on it with a minute and 17 to go now as the clock continues to run with Ida leading 43-0.
Number 7, Sean Thompson.
In other news, Jason,
it's gonna be first down,
so this week alone, I've been to the doctor's office 4 times in the last 7 days, and that includes the weekend, so 4 days in the last 5 days in reality. And on Tuesday, I went to the doctor's, or I went to the dentist appointment. Guess what time my appointment was?
2:30.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, please don't. No, it's a long way down from this press box.
Not that far.
Well, out that way, it's a long way down.
Not higher than Jackson Hines.
No, it's not. 35 seconds to go here. Columbia Central back on offense. Ryan Ladd will take the snap from the shotgun formation. And the give goes up the middle and goes absolutely nowhere. Braden Ellison on the carry. He will get... that was a different carry. Hunter Masho, the 5'10", 165-pound junior with the carry. 10 seconds to go here in our third quarter. And that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. So we will switch sides and come back with quarter number 4. Ida leads 43-0. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Third down and 11 now for Ida after the carry for no gain by Caleb Pfeiffer. And we are down to the 10-minute mark. Ida leading 43-0 and in control of the football. Second team offense on the field. And that give is going to go up the middle for maybe a yard, maybe two on the play. That is number 33, Alex Cull, the senior, getting that carry. Make it fourth down and looks like about 10, maybe 11.
You know, Jason, people right now are going to be calling this garbage time. And yeah. I heavily disagree.
I do, too.
Because I've said this from week one, and I say this anywhere I go, whatever mic I'm on, wherever I'm at, there's no such thing as garbage time in high school or college because you still made it on that program. You're still a part of that program. You're still getting these stops, an excellent stop right there that we just saw, takedown by number 88, Andrew Feldman, the 6'1", 170 senior defensive back, chased him down there. But you're still getting these stops. They're still running the same plays that they run if it was the starters on the field. Yeah. So you got to feel good about yourself that you're getting these stops. Sure, you're down 43-0, and they're threatening to score again. But hang your head on something, and
do one thing right, then do another thing, then do another thing.
Exactly.
We talk about it just about every single week, and they did that right there. Camden Regal on the carry for Ida goes nowhere, so they'll turn it over on downs. Columbia Central will now take over on offense after a nice defensive stop, and we'll see what they can do next. And it looks like we're going to have an official timeout here with 8:27 to go in the game.
Is that what that was? It looks like they were raising the roof.
Yeah, they were super into their own timeout. But now we'll get the clock started.
Playing air guitar.
And yeah, that was that really cool like windmill move with the air guitar. He's really into it. 8:15 to go here. Ida leading 43-0. Columbia back on offense. Ryan Ladd from the shotgun. He's got three receivers to his right, and the give is to Thompson. He's going to go up the middle. He's across the 40 to the 42. And he'll be about 2 yards short of the first down, but a big gain of 8 for Sean Thompson.
Sean Thompson.
We just saw number 24, Caleb Viper, who actually scored the last touchdown for Ida a couple of drives ago. Not letting go of Thompson, held on to him from the minute he made contact, about 2 or 3 seconds after the play was snapped, and then finally let go once he was about 4 or 5 yards out of bounds. So I hats off, applaud Caleb Pfeiffer, the senior there, for making sure he was his assignment was made.
First and 10 with the spot, and they're going to try to keep it and go nowhere. They'll actually get pushed back behind the 40-yard line. 7 and 15 to go in our game. Ladd tried to keep it himself, just went absolutely nowhere.
Tackle for a loss. It's going to be 2nd and 12.
I think that was actually the kicker that you didn't have a name or number for. That just made that tackle. It's like number 12.
He's a very tall young man.
Everyone's tall to us.
Very true. Ladd will hand off to Thompson. He's going to take it to the left side. He's got the corner. He'll gain across the 50, down across the 40, still on his feet, and finally pushed out of bounds. And we'll see where the official spot is. Where did he go out of bounds? They're going to say he went out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Run by Sean Thompson.
Sean Thompson picks up the first down, first and 10 for the Golden Eagles.
Shoved out of bounds by, I have no idea, number 34. Number 34 on the field, number
1A.
Yeah, number 1A in your hearts.
That's right. Final from the Blissfield game, 5-0 Blissfield defeats 0-5 Owosso, 49-0. And meanwhile, here in our game, Ida leading Columbia 43-0 with 6 minutes to go. The keeper by Ryan Ladd goes for about 7 yards.
Number 62, number 62 on the field, number 1B in your hearts. Yet another one we don't have a name for.
Yeah, going deep into the roster here is Ida with 5 and 37 to go.
Which is crazy because they didn't bring many players in the first place.
They really did not. They did not travel many, but a lot of them have on different numbers. We'll do our best to try to keep up with those changes. Meanwhile, Ladd will take the snap from the shotgun, roll out. He's got a man wide open, complete. First down and across the 15, down at the 12-yard line. That is Cody Richardson, 5'7" sophomore. Makes it first and 10 for Columbia Central, and they're knocking on the door, Joe.
Jason, we have a number. Number 42, Park Henry. All right. Good job there by Henry. Just chased him down. Big hit from behind. It looked like, honestly, he was looking to knock that ball out just by force of impact. But excellent job there by the receiver. I couldn't make out who it was, but excellent job by the receiver just to make sure that ball stayed in his arms as he went down.
Cody Richardson on the reception there from Ryan Ladd. He'll take the shotgun snap and hand off to Thompson. He's going to get in for the score. Touchdown. Columbia Central make it 43-6, pending the extra point. 4 minutes, 32 seconds to go here in our fourth quarter.
Oh, my God!
12-yard run for Sean Thompson with now 4 minutes and 32 seconds to go. 43-6 now our score. And they're going to go for two here. Three receivers set, one tailback to his left. Ladd will hand it off to Thompson. He's going to try to get in, and it looks like he's going to be just short. Last-minute hit turned him in sideways enough to keep the ball from breaking the plane. So 43-6 is our score with 4:32 to go. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the rest of the fourth quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3. It's high.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Fourth quarter, Ida leading Columbia Central 43-6, 4 minutes and 32 seconds to go. And Joe, Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, we have some college football scores. Wisconsin leads Illinois 14-0.
Oh, Big Ten football.
Big Ten football is back. Kickoff is away in our game. It'll take a bounce and roll right past and head into the end zone for a touchback. And that was a live football there for a minute. Columbia was bearing down, but Ida just lets it bounce into the end zone. So that'll be a touchback, and the Blue Streaks will take over at the 20-yard line. First and 10 with 4 minutes
touchback.
31 seconds to go.
It'll be first and 10 for Ida on the 20-yard line.
That was incredibly lucky, actually, Jason, for Ida, because that ball looked like it was staying in bounds. And,
yeah,
you had a heavy pursuit. A flock of Eagles on special teams, if you will. I've used and abused that. I'm dumb with that. A bunch of Eagles ran down the field really fast. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That could have been very, very bad for Ida, but luckily that ball had enough momentum from this wet grass to roll in the end zone.
So first and 10 for the Blue Streaks.
Let's go. Defense.
And they will hand it off, it's a keeper. Around the corner is the quarterback, who hangs on to that one. Mason Morelli with the carry. He'll gain about two or three on that one, it looks like. Maybe more than that. Wow. He got a little bit farther than it looked like he was out of bounds, but they're going to go ahead and spot that one after a gain of about six.
Carry by Ida.
Second down and 4 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go.
Good for 6 yards. It's
when you're running towards your sideline and along your sideline, you tend to get a little bit more generous of a spot, too. But overall, great job there by Ida picking up 7.
Morelli under center, and this time he will hand off up the middle, and they will get ahead. Looks like just across the first down marker. Indeed, they are. That is number 33, Alex Cooley. Where's that call? It's dark in here. Alex Cull with the carry for Ida.
It's really not dark in here. There's a light on.
You know what? It's radio. They didn't know that.
Don't lie to our listeners.
3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. We are first and 10 for Ida. And the give is up the middle. And gain of about 2 on the play, looks like. That carry by number 36. Not on the roster. So we'll call him RB Blue Streaks. Throwback to the old Tecmo Bowl days.
Big Bo Jackson.
That's right. Second down and 8 is a quarterback keeper. Cole, big hit. And he is going to be brought down just on the other side of the 40-yard line. Make it third down. And Mason Morelli with that carry. 2:25 to go. Big time hit, Joe.
Big, big time hit by number 7, Sean Thompson there, who just saw on the last drive score that touchdown, the first point for Columbia Central here with this running clock in the fourth quarter. But even though it's late, you're still playing with the combustible fuel right there, because he was head up, shoulders up. That could have been targeting, but luckily for him, it wasn't. Just a nice big hit.
Run is up the middle for Cole. He's going to have the first down across the 50 to the 45-yard line. Keep the clock running with a minute 50 to go. Now first and 10 for Ida. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Jackson High leads Northwest 42-28. 6:34 to go in the third quarter. Upset alert. Lansing Catholic 3-2 coming into this game. Leads undefeated Paloma Westphalia 14-7. And Sand Creek up big 56-8 in their game. And give is up the middle. That's Cull one more time. Make it second down and about 6.
And that's what I was just saying a few seconds ago.
That
you've got to be glad number 7, Sean Thompson, hasn't been kicked out, because there's been a lot of big hits with him and Ryan Ladd both there on Columbia Central's defensive side. But he's been on there in the last few tackles, so you just got to be glad that he's still in the game and still ready to go.
Second down and 7, under a minute to play now. The give is to the big kid in the back. Big boy back there. I did not see the jersey number. I believe he's another one of those young kids that's on the roster today for this game that's not listed in the program.
On the play. Going to be third
down and about 5 or 6 on the play. 30 seconds to go now in our fourth quarter. snap is away, and we got a flag down. And we'll get an illegal procedure on the offense that'll push him back 5 yards. So I'm going to get third down and 10. 25 seconds left to play.
5 yard penalty, repeat the
down. I think the thing that's confusing me the most, Jason, I'm not sure about you, but the fact that they haven't rolled victory formation, they're still lining up in the three-headed beast formation.
Yeah. Yeah, this seems like an ample opportunity to just take a knee and call it good. There's another carry by number 33, Alex Cole. He'll get positive yardage, but that'll probably be the final play of our game here with 15 seconds to go. It's fourth down. I don't think they'll be interested in running another play, and Columbia doesn't look like they're interested in taking a timeout, so that'll do it. So our final here from the mean streets of Brooklyn, Ida 43, Columbia Central 6. We'll take a 3-minute break, come back and recap the scoring in this one, and get you the post-game show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, final score from Brooklyn. Ida defeats Columbia Central 43-6. And Joe, we'll break down the scoring for Columbia Central. Just the one short touchdown run to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, not much to really say about this game. Unfortunately, Columbia Central had a lot of great field position, a lot of great drives that just unfortunately stalled out in very positive territory. I'm saying very positive because anything past the 50 is positive territory. Mm-hmm. We're talking drives that stalled at the 20, the 23, the 30, the 9, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
The scoreboard, just like a few weeks ago when we were at Hanover Horton versus Grass Lake, the scoreboard does not show how close the game actually was.
Yeah.
If a few more plays would have went right in Columbia Central's favor, if passes were caught, if blocks were made, this game would probably still be going on right now.
Yeah.
But overall, 12-yard run by number 7, Sean Thompson. He worked his butt off tonight for his team, offensive and defensively. Defensively, just like we saw him 2 weeks ago, he's all over the field. You know, you're like a mosquito. You just can't catch, both on offensive and defense, especially defense. But, you know, it was the Sean Thompson show when they could actually get stuff going tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Meanwhile, for Ida, it was a ground attack for sure, and 6 total touchdowns on the ground, Joe. And with the three-headed monster kind of turned into some of the other guys getting involved as well, and it turned into quite a show on the ground.
Yeah, Jason, let's just go through in numerical order. Because we had quite a bit of action.
Yes, we did.
Owen Sampson, I almost said Simpson. Just Sampson, there's an A there, had a 2-yard run and a 9-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Levecki, the sophomore halfback, had a 3-yard run for a touchdown. And then Jacob Lewis, it was the Jacob Lewis show today.
Yeah, it was.
It was only a pair of touchdowns, but he was the most, you know, he was the majority
all over that
of
field.
Their yeah. of their offensive drives. Had a 53-yard touchdown run and a 73-yard touchdown run.
Mm-hmm.
That was a track meet on a football field.
Yeah.
Wearing football pads, which are not light, especially running back pads.
Yes.
That kid is fast. And then the last touchdown, we had a 9-yard touchdown run by Caleb Pfeiffer, who we didn't see until late. But, you know, as soon as he came back in, they had him playing quarterback. They had him playing halfback. They had him playing, you know, defensive back, linebacker. He was all over the field in the last 5 or so minutes. Yeah. So he definitely got his time in.
That he did. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take one last peek at that. Hudson leading in their game 21-7. Blissfield all over their opponent tonight. And it looks like they're going to stay unbeaten on the year, 49-7. Sand Creek leads in their game, 54-16. And in the World Series, game number 3, the series tied at 1. The Dodgers are up 3-0 on the Tampa Bay Rays. So we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll come back with your Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you on K105.3 Football Frenzy, our Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. is Columbia Central senior Sean Thompson. Had that 12-yard touchdown run to get on the board for Columbia Central, Joe, and he really kind of did it all tonight.
Yeah, Jason, he was all over the field. Sorry, I'm just so mesmerized by the senior walk.
Senior walk, yeah.
Very depressing. Very, very bittersweet.
Yes, yeah, bittersweet is a good one.
I understand the you know, the emotions that are running through them right now. 17, 18-year-old kids. This, you know, their life is just beginning, honestly. But getting back to the main point. Sorry about that. Just a little emotional guy tonight. But, yeah, Sean Thompson, all over the field. Like I said before, I'm going to go back and say, I'm going to say like a horsefly.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Big, fast, everywhere. Can't catch him. Will not catch him. And when you least expect it, he's going to bite. And that he did tonight. Sean Thompson was... it was a Sean Thompson show.
Yeah.
You know, it was only 6 points that was put up by Columbia Central. But those six were from Sean Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Ida could have scored a lot more than 43.
Yeah.
And because of Sean Thompson, they didn't.
Yep. Exactly. One last look at Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. Final, Clinton 21, Hillsdale 14. And Lansing Catholic all over undefeated Pomona Westphalia. Upset alert 21-7. In that game. So with that, stay tuned next week after Selection Sunday. We'll know where we're headed for round one of the MHSAA high school football playoffs, and we'll know what team we're going to be keeping an eye on as we make our way toward Ford Field. For Joe Cassidy, my name is Jason Smith, and a big thank you to Josh Ankrel back in the studio turning all the knobs and making us sound as awesome as we do and tolerating our horrible jokes all night long. My name is Jason Smith. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week on K105.3 Football Frenzy.